It's Philip Dorsett, University of Miami, and I do believe he's probably the fastest player on the field this week. Except for me when it's lunchtime.
Did you pay him to say that? So, Philip, will they find a way to get the ball to you, which they weren't able to do at Miami?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, dealing with some great coaches here. Coach Sullivan, I mean, he's a really good guy, the receiver coach here. Really good guy, kind of connected with him. I already knew he was a great coach because my teammate Allen Hurst told me from last year. And we were just talking about it probably like 10 minutes ago. So, he's a really great guy. And they'll definitely be able to find a way to get the ball to him.
Well, obviously a great tradition of receivers from the U. Do you pattern your game after one of them? How closely in contact are you to guys like, Hearns, Andre Johnson, and Travis Benjamin, and so many?
Yeah, obviously Hearns. I mean, I played with him 3 years, so he's one of the guys that I help him with a lot. But Santana Moss, I talk to him every offseason. He comes down and he works out at the U. So that's kind of a guy I emulate my game off of. I mean, we talk all the time, we text all the time. He's one of the guys where we have the same skill set, same body frame. So I talk to him all the time.
What are some of the things that he's told you maybe to help you with your game?
Well, basically just telling me, like, when running my route, staying low, stuff like that, staying low. Don't give the DB any indicators of when you're breaking down. Even things like playing in the slot, because he transitioned to the slot once he got a little older. And even things like reading zone coverages and stuff like that, things corners do when they're playing zone. So it's a lot of different things, and I'm just blessed to have him and have people like Allen Hurns in my corner to help me.
What are one or two things you really want to showcase the scouts this week?
That I'm an all-around, every-down receiver. I mean, one of the things I do is pride myself in my conditioning and in the weight room and stuff like that. So I feel like I can play outside and inside. And route running is one of the things that they had a knock on because I didn't do much of it at UM because I was straight vertical runner. So just trying to show teams that I can do everything. I can basically be an all-around receiver.
Do you think you can play on the outside, or do you see yourself primarily on the inside in the slot?
I play both at UM, and I think I can play both.
Any guesses on what you'll run at the combine?
No guesses. I mean, no guesses. I mean, I got this. People ask me this question every day. I just want to just go out there, and just train right now, train as hard as I can. Whatever God tells me to run on that day.
Do you have a goal? Do you have a goal?
Anything on the 4-3. I'll be fine.
What's the fastest you can clock that?
I have the UM record. I ran 4:21 last summer.
Yeah, that's pretty fast.
Yeah. You gotta watch out, Dion.
It's a cliche question, but is there anyone that past or present in the NFL that you look like you kind of try to emulate your game after? Mm-hmm. See, I want to have his type of career.
Yeah, definitely guys like Santana Moss. I mean, he's still playing. I think it's probably his 14th year. Got guys like in the league right now still going at it. Antonio Browns, the T.Y. Hiltons, the younger guys. Guys like that, I look a lot at Deshaun Jackson, vertical route runner. I mean, guys like that I emulate my game after.
How hard is it, especially for vertical routes, with these different quarterbacks, you've not worked with them before, how hard is it to get on the same page with these guys?
It's hard at first. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, being with another guy 4 years at another school, and then coming in this week with a new set of quarterbacks. I mean, first day, you gotta get used to him. You gotta get your timing right. But I had the privilege to play with Blake. He trains with me in Boca sometimes. So I go every Tuesday and Thursday, and we'll train together. And we kind of got on time a little bit. And right now, I mean, wasn't really working with any DBs, but just it's different when you have a guy in front of you. So I feel like today we got a lot better than yesterday, and I'm just looking forward to keep that going.
Do you have any big goals for the game this week? Anything you really want to showcase in particular?
Not really any goals for the game. I mean, I pretty much wanted to show what I can do in practice because I feel like practice is more important than the game. I feel like the game is the way you showcase your skills, but practice is definitely more important. It's always been more important, really.
What would it be like to wear the U for the last time on Saturday?
I mean, it'll be kind of emotional. I mean, like I said, didn't really think of it before you said that. I mean, I put everything in the bowl game and in senior day, all the emotions came out. But didn't really think of it like that. I mean, but now that you say that, it'll probably be another emotional moment. But I'm just looking forward to just trying to just get better. I mean, that's my whole thing going out here, coming with some of the best guys in the country, just getting better every day and competing, because something that we used to.
Who's the best competition at quarterback in
the basic
practice?
I feel like we have a lot of good corners at UM. And, of course, one of my roommate, Ladarius, he's out there. I got a chance to go with him today. Didn't really want to because we do it every day. But we have a lot of good competition here. I mean, we got a lot of guys that are physical, small but physical. Got a lot of guys that are great technique. I mean, it's been a blessing to be out here with some of these guys, so just looking forward to it.
You good?